challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode of the beautiful program The Challenges of Youth. Yes, in this program we discuss various challenges that youth face and how it is that we can overcome those challenges via means of Islamic guidance, guidance from the Holy Quran, guidance from the Sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And inshallah azza wa jal, today we will discuss another beautiful topic that will assist us and guide us through our life via means of guidance from the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today's topic is seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Yes, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. But we are going to discuss this topic with further very soon, just after we listen to this beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So enjoy this kalam, and just after the kalam we get back to discuss our topic inshaAllah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
As-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, ya Nabi.
رب کے پیارے راج دلارے تم ہو ہمارے ہم ہیں تمہارے رب کے پیارے راج دلارے تم ہو ہمارے ہم ہیں تمہارے خزانے رب عزت رب علانے دے دیے تم کو اپنے خزانے رب عزت رب علانے دونوں جہاں کی نعمت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام السلام علی
یا رسول اللہ
مصطفی منبع للصفا سید الانبیاء مشعل فی الوفا کان فی مصطفى منبع للصفا سيد الأنبياء مشعل في الوفا كان في يده لليتامى دفا حن قلبي له فاض شوقا إليه ليس أرجو سوى شربة من يديه الصلاة عليه والسلام عليه للسماء تقى فأتى بالنقى وغدا وجهه نيرا
مشرقا وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا سفارا سب حور ملک اور غلما خلد سجاتے ہیں ایک روم گئے عرش اعظم پر مہمان خدا کے آتے ہیں عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا خلوت والے جلوت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
قمرون قمرون سیدنا النبی قمرون
وجمیل
سیدنا النبی وجمیل
وکف المصطفى صفا كالورد نادي
الله الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله الله
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله الله
وأما نبالوها كل العباد وأما نبالوها كل العباد وأمن والوها كل العباد حبيب الله يا خير البرايا
قمرون سيدنا النبي قمرون
وجميل
سيدنا النبي
بو جہل العین کلمہ پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا آقا کا فرمان ہوا اور فضل رحمان ہوا مٹھی سے کنکر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ
حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ
بو جہل العین کلمہ پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا
خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي صل علي يا ربي سلم علي يا ربي صل علي صلوات الله علي مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي بالمسلمين مصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تو چمکیلے رنگت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام.
السلام علیک یا رسول اللہ, السلام علیک یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ, السلام علیک یا رسول اللہ, السلام علیک یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ يا رسول الله.
رقت عيناي شوقا ولطيبة ذرفت عشقا, فاتيت إلى حبيبي فاهدأ يا قلب ورفقا, صلي على محمد.
السلام عليك يا رسول الله, السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله, السلام عليك يا رسول الله, السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله يا رسول الله.
أنت نور الله فجرا, جئت بعد العسر يسرا, ربنا لك قدرا, يا ختام الأنبياء أيها المختار فينا, زادنا الحب حنينا, جئتنا بالخير دينا, يا ختام المرسلين, يا حبيبي يا رسول الله, يا نبي سلام عليك, يا رسول سلام عليك, يا حبيب سلام عليك, صلوات الله عليك, يا نبي سلام عليك, يا رسول سلام عليك, يا حبيب سلام عليك, صلوات الله عليك. Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every time we listen to the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we feel so much of serenity, so much of peace, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, imagining ourselves in the blessed city of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jal take us all to Madinatul Munawwara, that we may visit the blessed rawdah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with your families as well. Ameen bijahin Nabi alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We discussed that today's topic was seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Yes, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to seek knowledge, most definitely. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the importance of knowledge time and time again in the Holy Quran. Indeed, if you want to do anything in life, you first have to have knowledge regarding that which you want to do. Knowledge is the foundational pillar of every success. Without knowledge, how will we do anything? If someone wants to drive a car, he must learn how to drive a car. If you want to ride a motorcycle, a bike, you have to learn how to do so. If you want to operate anything, you would have to first learn how to do so, and that knowledge then makes you capable of being able to carry out the tasks that you want. And subhanallah azza wa jal, knowledge brings honor. Most definitely, knowledge brings honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown us the importance and the honor of knowledge as well in the Holy Quran. He azza wa jal has told us of the story of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam's creation, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And then Allah azza wa jal had taught Adam alayhi salam. Allah ta'ala had bestowed knowledge upon him. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded the angels to do sajda to Adam alayhi salam, showing honor to that knowledge as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to our attention that those who have knowledge and those who do not have knowledge can never be equal.
They are most definitely not equal, because knowledge is far superior to not having knowledge. It is of utmost importance that we gain knowledge and that we have knowledge, and then, alhamdulillah, our tasks become easy for us and our road opens for us. Now, to some extent, we all have a degree of not knowing, and that's the first step. When someone does not know and then they recognize that they don't know, then they try to learn, and after they learn, alhamdulillah, they are blessed to know. So that's the system in life, that first you don't know, then you accept that you don't know, and thus you see the need to learn, and thereafter you learn, and then you know. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. If we look towards our lives, we are just like this. There are points at which we don't know how to do something. We recognize that we don't know it, and then we try to learn it. And once we learn it, alhamdulillah, Allah blesses us with the knowledge of it. And then we may carry out whatever task. So we'll give the simple example. Somebody wants to drive a motor vehicle, but does not know how to drive the motor vehicle. As long as the person does not know, he would not be able to drive the motor vehicle. And so, first we accept that I do not know how to drive. Thereafter, we seek the knowledge of how to drive. After seeking the knowledge, we are capable of driving. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So when someone doesn't know something, then there are different types of not knowing. Number one is where one does not know, and then they accept that they don't know. They understand, they realize that they don't know. And this is a humble state. After which, we see the need to seek the knowledge. So they accept that they don't know, and thus they see the need to seek that knowledge. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, this is good. This is good for us, that if we don't know something, we accept it. And then we see the need to seek knowledge. And what comes next? The yearning for knowledge increases, and alhamdulillah, we learn. That is the first type of not knowing. Number two, type two, is where one does not know, but they also don't know. That is good, alhamdulillah. And so, if we accept that we don't know, then we can learn, and then we will know. There's a beautiful saying of a great pious personality. When someone asked him, that Huzur, how much do I need to know? How much do I need to know? And he advised, you need to know enough to know that you do not know. You need to know enough to know that you do not know. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, what words of wisdom. And this is how knowledge is, that when one does not have any knowledge, when one does not have any knowledge, then they don't realize how much there is to learn. It's like climbing a mountain. If someone is climbing a mountain, at the bottom of the mountain, how much does he see? Not very much, just what's close by to him. Let him climb a little higher. As he climbs a little higher, he realizes there is more to see. As he climbs a little higher, he realizes that there is even more to see. And when he reaches the peak or the pinnacle of that mountain, then he sees the vast distance ahead, and he realizes there is so much to see. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. When we are gaining knowledge, it is like this too. That when we don't have much knowledge, that we don't realize how much there is to know, the more we gain knowledge, the higher in knowledge we go, the more we realize that there is still to know. The more we realize that there is still to learn. And therefore you would find that people who are very knowledgeable, they feel that they are ignorant. They feel like they do not know. Why is this? It's because they have seen how much there is to know, and they have realized that there is so much more to learn. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Now we look towards type 2, the second type. That was the first type of people who did not know. The first type of not knowing is where you do not know, you realize and recognize that I do not know, and then you feel the yearning to seek knowledge so that you may know. Type 2 is where one does not know, but he also does not know that he does not know. So this person is ignorant regarding his ignorance. He does not know that he does not know. And this kind of person may not have the yearning and the feeling to learn, because they think that, well, I don't know that I don't know. I don't know how much there is to learn. I don't know if there is knowledge out there to learn. And that's type 2. We should not be amongst this group. We should be amongst those who recognize our ignorance and want to learn. And then we have group 3. The third type of not knowing are those who do not know, but they think they know everything. Those who do not know, but they think they know. And this is very dangerous. The one who doesn't know, but he thinks he knows, this person, number one, would be arrogant. Because they feel like they know. They feel like they are very intelligent. They feel like they have a lot of knowledge. And this leads to pride and this leads to arrogance. So this is a bad habit and a bad characteristic. Not to know and then to think that we know. And then such a person does not know how to say, I don't know. Because he thinks he knows everything. And so if anyone asks him any question, he will reply immediately, spontaneously, and many a times with the incorrect answer. Because he assumes that he knows everything. And so he answers every question. This is bad. This is not good. There were many of our pious predecessors that would answer questions by saying, I do not know. They would answer questions by saying, I do not know. However, we who have so much less knowledge than them, why is it that we should feel bad to say that I do not know? That's the first step. For when we admit that we do not know, then we will feel the yearning to seek that knowledge. Once we recognize that we do not know, we need to have our cups empty. Our cups need to be empty. We need to consider that our cups are empty. You know, if we have a cup, a glass, or a tumbler, and we fill it with water, is there any more space in that cup for any additional water? No. If it's full to the brim, then there is no space for an additional drop of water, and thus you cannot add anything into such a cup. However, if we consider that our cups are empty, then we always believe that there is space to fill more liquid, to fill more water into that cup. And this is how we should be. We should always feel that our minds are empty and it can take more. It can take more knowledge. And in this way, we will always be open to filling our minds and filling our hearts with knowledge and wisdom. But if we feel that our cups are full, our minds are full, our hearts are full, and there is no space for knowledge, then we wouldn't be able to add any knowledge to that. Thus, when you hear a bayan, when you hear of a bayan going on, when you hear of a dars in your local masjid, when you are watching Madani channel and you see a muballigh speaking about the deen, teaching the blessed deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to you, then consider that my cup is empty and I am filling that cup with Islamic knowledge. Always consider that cup to be empty. Always continue filling it with Islamic knowledge. And as long as you go in with this mindset, inshallah azza wa jal, there will always be space for you to learn more and more. However, if you go in with the mindset that my cup is full, then there won't be any space to learn Islamic knowledge. And thus, always consider that we have more space to learn. This keeps us humble as well. If anyone asks, do you know, are you very learned? We should not feel that we are learned. We should say, no, we are still learning. Thus, the greatest of ulama, the greatest of scholars, will always call themselves students. They always consider themselves talib of ilm deen, student and seeker of the knowledge of deen. Even if we are at a latter part of our lives, it does not mean that the time to seek knowledge has ended. No, no. We need to continue seeking knowledge. If we have not yet reached our grave, then there is still time. If we have not yet reached our grave, then there is still time. Madrasa and studying and learning the deen is not only for little children. No, you see in the beautiful environment of Dawat-e-Islami that alhamdulillah, from the time a child is born and growing up, we encourage the parents to teach that child on Madani channel, the child learns as well. We have kids Madani channel as well, alhamdulillah, so the children may learn the deen in a way that is easy for them to digest. And then we continue learning. When they are in madrasa, when children are in madrasa, we have Madrasatul Madina and they learn via madrasa. When they go to Jami'atul Madina, they learn via Jami'atul Madina as well. And as time goes on, when we become adults, then we have Madrasatul Madina Baligan, madrasa classes for grown adults as well, because learning does not stop. You have the Jumu'ah Bayan, the Jumu'ah Khutbah, week in and week out, that you sit and you listen to. Why? Because learning does not stop. You have the Bayanat in the weekly Ijtima of Dawat Islami, which you sit and listen so attentively to. Why? Because learning does not stop. You have Madani Qafilas, where you travel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learn the deen of Islam and learn the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though you are finished with your schooling and your madrasa. Why do you do so? Because learning does not stop. You sit and watch Madani channel when you get some time after your work. You are sitting and you're watching Madani channel so that you may learn more and more ilmadeen. Despite having gone to madrasa, despite attending Madrasatul Madina Baligan, despite listening to weekly Ijtima Bayanat, despite listening to the Jumu'ah Khutbah, you are still watching Madani channel to learn ilmadeen. Why? Because learning does not stop. You pick up the weekly booklet of Dawat Islami and you read the weekly booklet. Every week you are reading a new booklet. Despite being an adult, despite being a grown-up, despite some people even being elderly. Why? Because learning does not stop. You watch Madani Muzakara, the beautiful session in which Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat is asked various questions and he answers those questions in such a wise manner, subhanallah, and you sit and you are glued to it and you are watching and you are learning so attentively. Why? Because learning does not stop. And inshallah azza wa jal, we will continue to learn the deen of Islam. And we will continue to learn the knowledge of the Holy Quran. We will continue to learn the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will continue to learn the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because learning does not stop. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dear viewers of Madani channel. Inshallah azza wa jal, you will continue learning the deen of Islam and very soon you will be coming back with another episode of the challenges of youth. You stay and you continue learning because learning does not stop. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.